going.
Where are you, man?
A genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the Knights!
Uh-huh.
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello out there. Welcome to the Knights of Nerditude podcast, podcast for all things nerd. I am your host tonight, Sean. I'm here via the Skype hotline with...
Dominic Toretto. You don't know who I am, but you will. Sam!
It's like thunder leaves like smoke. It's John.
It's baby oil Chris.
Oh, man. All right. So, based on some of those intros, we know that we are continuing our Fast and Furious drive bio through all the movies.
I'm sorry. The amount of baby oil that gets mentioned in this movie is unreal.
There's a lot of baby oil.
We'll get all into this later.
Yes. So we're talking about Fast and Furious 6, which is the one that we're up to now, which... We only have, two more after this, right? We have Fate and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw. Is there a Fast 9 is
no,
in the
seven,
in the works right
eight.
Now.
No, we got 7.
Oh, yeah, 7, Shaw. 8. Yeah, sorry, I skipped over 7 for some reason. Yeah, so we only have 3 more. So it's coming to a close, which is... we'll discuss later. Anyways, we got a TV show that we want to talk about, Space Force on Netflix. And but really quick, I watched 2 movies. I'm going to give 2 really quick, hopefully spoiler-free reviews of them. First one I'm going to talk about is this movie called Blood Machines. So this was a Kickstarter movie, started on Kickstarter, gained a lot of attention. Yes.
Can I just say... that is the exact name I would think a Kickstarter movie would be called.
Blood Machines?
Blood Machine.
Yes.
Yeah. Blood Machine.
So, this movie, like I said, started on Kickstarter, gained a lot of attention, got an indie budget for a movie. It's directed by 2 French directors, starring a bunch of French people speaking in English. Which
says Le Blood Machine.
Yeah. Except, it's all in English, so which is nice, so it's not like subtitles or anything.
Le Machine.
This is a science fiction heavy movie where if you love science fiction, you're going to love this movie. It's got a lot of, I think it sits right now above 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. So people are enjoying it. You have to remember this is an indie movie, but the special effects in this movie are amazing. The score is great. It is split into 3 parts. But the plot of the whole thing is, 2 Blade Runners shoot down an AI, a rogue AI that then hatches into a ghost, as they put it, or It's literally a naked woman. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's a naked woman. She hatches out of the AI and then flies through space, and they're chasing after her. It is very weird and bizarre, but it's a fun ride the whole way. If you have a chance to, it's quick. I think in total it's 50 minutes, but each one is like each part is like 20 minutes, so. I watched it on 3 separate days, so I split it up, and it's on Shudder if you get Shudder. If not, there is a 7-day trial for free if you want to sign up for that. There's plenty of horror movies on there and sci-fi movies to watch, but I really enjoyed this movie. Loved the soundtrack. The acting is subpar at times, but you're kind of going to expect that from a movie like this. So all in all, because I love this movie, I actually really enjoyed this movie. I gave it a 7.2. I went a little high on that. But the other movie that I watched, which came out beginning of May, it spent 5 weeks as number one at the box office, raking in...
Wild competition.
Yeah. Well, it raked in a whopping $1 million. not billion, million. But it was a very low budget. It was the horror movie The Wretched, which stars basically no one that you know and directed by someone that you've never heard of. But it's an IFC, so it's an independent movie. And it's just about... it's basically Rear Window, but with a witch instead of a murderer. And let me tell you, for a super low budget indie like horror movie, it looked good. It wasn't like that crappy, like unpolished kind of look where it's like, oh, you're using a cheap camera kind of thing. It looked great. And the acting was surprisingly good. I was very, very surprised with the acting, like how like organic almost it felt. Like it didn't feel forced. Like we've all seen those like low budget horror movies where it's just like, this is the worst acting I've ever seen. I mean, just watch Hallmark for like 20 minutes. You'll see what I mean. Yeah, Sam understands that because it's always on at his house.
I don't know what you're talking about, John. I've learned the meaning of Christmas so many times.
the one thing watching this, so I'm sitting there and I'm watching it, and one of the main characters, the mom who lives next door, I'm like, I recognize this girl. I don't know from where, but I recognize her. So I looked her up and I'm like, I don't know any of her movies until I came to a little known show, Sam, from Animal Planet, called Lost Tapes.
That's interesting.
So,
wait,
yeah, so she was on an episode of Lost Tapes. The episode is the Hellhound episode, which was the first season of Lost Tapes, where it's those kids go into the graveyard and they like fool around, I think, with a Ouija board, or for Chris it's a Ouija board. And then they release a hellhound and they get attacked in their car and stuff. You remember that episode, right, Sam?
Yeah, I vaguely remember.
Yeah, she was like the head goth chick who did it all, like release the hellhounds and stuff. So I was like,
okay, fair enough. Well, so all right,
hold on. I got to give a rating.
Okay, that's what I was getting to. Yeah,
I'm doing two reviews in less than 10 minutes. I've given you guys like 25 minutes for like one movie so many times. I ended up giving this movie a 6.3. If you have a chance to watch it, it's actually a pretty good horror movie. I do recommend like giving it a shot. It was surprisingly good. Go ahead, John. Someone's got ants in their pants.
No, I'm like, we're just talking about Lost Tapes, which like, I don't think a lot of people have seen.
I honestly have no idea what you're talking about.
It's to their own detriment. But, you know.
Yeah, so Lost Tapes, to let people who have no idea know, is it was a show that was released on Animal Planet, and it was all about like cryptid, like monsters and stuff. So like Bigfoot.
Like what's a cryptid, for instance?
I just said Bigfoot.
Oh,
Bigfoot, Loch Ness, the Oklahoma Octopus was an episode, the Kraken, but it was them, you know, treating them almost like they were real, where they would, the show would be like a found footage movie where like, oh, these kids went into the forest and they came across the Dover Demon, and here's the tapes that were recovered, and they would show.
It's like a Blair Witch thing, but it's like a... It's a TV show, and it deals with like cryptid. Yeah.
So they have animals. they have specialists who tell you what these animals are or these creatures are, and like what's so special about them, and it's just like it. You watch it, and it's just entertaining. Like it's just fun to watch. I'm not sure where you can find it, but if you've never seen it, it's a lot of fun.
It could be creepy at times. I remember being creeped out.
The
millimeter. I'm talking about like 6 foot long millipedes. So.
Oh god, yeah, that one where they were camping on the beach and you just see it crawling on their tent.
Yeah, well, that was a
The vampire one was pretty creepy, where like the vampire was living in the house. I forget what the name of that vampire is. It's like the Serengoy or Strangoy vampire. But yeah, that one was creepy, where the guy like goes in with the camera in the walls and then boom, it comes out. I mean, it got really creepy at times. It was good though. Like entertaining is the word, I guess. But yeah. So
have we discussed how much I hate Apple?
No, let's do that.
Really quick, let's talk about Apple. Can we do
Chris's complaint corner?
Go ahead.
Only because this is Shudder.
Hey, right? I don't like the food.
this is Shudder for the show. The movie.
Yes. Quote, it's a movie. It is a movie.
So downloaded Shudder on my iPad.
Yeah.
Tried loading it. Pulling up the movie or show, whatever you want to call it, even though it is in the TV show section.
It is a movie, though.
It's it's no longer, the app is no longer supported on the current iTunes system that I have.
Really?
Operating system that I have.
But also, though, people should know, how old is your iPad?
Yeah.
Since 7 years. 7 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I think
it still works. I can still watch everything. Like, the picture quality is good. It's a little, it's not really delayed.
Well, I think the problem is that, not to come to Apple's support or anything, but I think the issue here is that Shudder is a relatively new app, where why would they make a newer app be able to work on an old operating system? And it's another way to kind of force you to get a new one.
Well, that's my problem.
Yes.
So, I don't like you, Apple.
Just honestly,
it's not just this. It's Disney Plus too.
Yeah.
Certain Bank of America.
It's new apps. Certain
bank apps.
Yeah, it's newer apps. They're
well, I mean, the banking applications should stay universal throughout.
Right, but when they update it, they're like, you know what? They know how many people are still using your operating system, so they get to the point where they're like, you know what? There's no reason to support this because there's so few people on it.
They're tracking me?
Oh God, yes. not to be that conspiracy guy, just. After talking about cryptids or anything, but
of course they're tracking.
Yes,
you.
Yes. Okay. Companies are tracking.
Question. Serious question.
Okay.
Serious question.
All right.
It's not whether or not you want to. Do you seriously think you could disconnect from the entire world and live off the grid?
Yes.
No. Is this Chris's conspiracy corner now?
I thought John's conspiracy. I guess we're in John's conspiracy corner because it's usually you, right, who has the conspiracies. So,
yeah. I guess.
Do you think you could ever do that mentally?
I don't think so. Whether or
not you had the ability to.
The problem is, I like games.
Let
and
me
stuff.
Put it this way. Yes, I could do that. Would it be good for my mental health? God, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I would go straight Unabomber.
Wow.
You heard it here. Sam's the next Timothy McVeigh.
I know I can do it. Yeah.
Wait, you can go full Timothy McVeigh?
Whoa. I said Unabomber. Okay?
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
I'd 100% be able to.
I can't.
I would... I want to go buy a house in like the Midwest somewhere where the nearest neighbor I have is 10 miles away.
Yeah, but then you get this thing called cabin fever.
No,
trust me,
alone.
You will.
I'd be alone.
Then you start writing manifesto.
I'd have to drive like an hour just to get to a store.
No.
Like I'm not opposed to any of that stuff.
It's a lot harder than you think.
How
long have you gone without?
But I feel like I could,
like without your phone or anything else. Like how long?
Let's put it.
No, not I forgot. Like you turned your phone off. And
oh yeah.
I don't need this.
Let's put it this way. On the weekend,
I never respond to you guys. Why? It's because I always put my phone down somewhere and just leave it and then do something else.
Yeah, but that's not turning it off. That's different.
Oh, no, it's, I don't even look at it.
It doesn't matter.
My,
you're not.
I have my watch to tell my time. So
you may not be looking at it, but it's still listening. Once again, not trying to be that conspiracy guy, but it's still listening.
Oh, I know it listens to me.
So you're still even though you're not connected, you're still connected.
No. I get that. Even if you turn your phone off, you're still connected.
Yeah. If you turn your TV on,
regardless of what you turn off,
if you turn your TV on, you're connected. If you turn your computer on, you're connected.
I am genuinely considering going back to a flip phone.
Oh God, yeah.
After this phone dies,
I don't blame you. Honestly, like. Because the batteries last a lot better. They're stronger.
Oh, no,
more
it's not
reliable.
Just that. It's just I don't want to be sitting looking at my phone all the time.
I mean...
I don't, but... Yeah. You know. Okay, sorry. Random. Weird question. Weird question.
All right.
Moving on.
Space Force.
All I'm going to say is if I start talking to you guys about how to hide things in the mail, like, call somebody.
Jesus, Sam.
Just saying that now.
Space Force. Chris, you're five episodes in, so why don't you take over?
Yeah, so Space Force is the new Netflix TV show. I think it came out, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I forget exactly when it came out, but it's a new Netflix TV show
that
everybody sees because it's right on the homepage.
Yeah. Number one movie in America, or the world, or whatever Netflix says on it.
Yeah, it's a TV show about the start of a new military branch called the Space Force. And oddly enough, if you pay attention to politics at all, you know, there's a president out there who seems to think the Space Force is a great idea. So, it's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
This really does exist.
This actually was created from that. Like his first announcement of the Space Force.
They have, let me tell you, an incredible flag. The Space Force flag? Yeah.
Like the actual flag or the one from the show?
I don't know what's the show one, but...
Oh, okay, so the actual one?
The actual one is pretty great. I haven't gotten to that episode yet, which I think is the one I'm at. I forget, there is a title called The Space Flag.
Really?
So, yeah, it's episode 5. So I just started this episode.
Oh, okay. So you're 4 episodes in.
I'm about like halfway done this one. So.
This came to light when our president announced that he wanted to make the Space Force, and Steve Carell got a message from Greg Daniels. Got a message from Greg Daniels was like, "Let's do a Space Force TV show." And Carell was like, "Yes, let's do it," without like having any idea of what they were doing. They just signed up to do it, and they copyrighted the name Space Force, which is kind of a problem right now because our actual branch of the military can't get any copyrights because Netflix beat them to the punch.
And you know, whatever. Aside from that, you know, it's a. They're short episodes, like 32 minutes, 35 minutes. So it's not really crazy.
They're half hour TV shows.
The cast is.
That's a great cast.
I want to say spectacular.
It is.
Just shy of spectacular. Just off the top. You got Steve Carell, John Malkovich right there.
Yep.
Sold. Ben Schwartz.
Yep.
Lisa Kudrow only plays a small part in it.
Yep.
Don Lake. Owen Daniel, those guys are Dan Bacadal.
I don't know. Fred Willard is in it.
Yep, Fred Willard is in it, and there's a few other ones in there, but they're all like comedians.
Oh yeah, lots of comedic actors.
They're the entire
almost like it's a comedy show.
The entire Joint Chiefs is comedians.
Yeah.
The entire
Jane Lynch is in there.
Yep.
Are you familiar with like comedy shows on TV that are like only comedian? Like, I mean, this isn't like. Am I crazy? Like, this isn't like.
No, it's been a
no,
while.
No, no, but it's a good cast. But I do have to ask the question: with such an amazing comedic cast, where's the joke?
Okay, so here's the thing. here's the thing. You would think that this is a.
going to be a hilarious show, and it's gonna, you know, give levity and all this other stuff. I will take an
Office level humor show, like where it's like subtle at times or like awkward humor. I'll even take that. There was no humor.
Some shows you let them take the first pitch, you know, like Parks and Rec season one, take the first pitch, you know, and then The Office season one, you can take the first pitch, you know, things like that. You can just let it go because it, you know, it'll eventually pick up. This, I think it should have started awesome. It could have started awesome, but it didn't hit. Nothing hit. It wasn't until like the fourth episode I actually started kind of laughing a little bit. And then I'm just like, wow, that's way too late to do this. You have all these people, and John Malkovich is playing the guy that he should be playing. Good.
And he's like borderline funny too at times.
Yeah, but that's no, the you're part.
Absolutely
he's right.
Borderline. He's not funny, but like he could be. He's but he almost
doesn't,
there.
He doesn't need to be funny. John Malkovich doesn't need to be Steve Carell funny. Steve Carell funny and, you know, the guy who plays Alan from The Hangover. Those are specific kinds of funny. Those are funny.
Can I interject with one thing?
Sure.
When was the last time Steve Carell was like legit like hilarious?
Brick.
Anchorman, probably, yeah.
So 2001?
40-year-old version. No, 40-year-old version was pretty funny.
I okay with not watching that one. I was
it's like, it's been a minute since we got, like, actually funny Steve Carell. I'm not saying the guy loses his fastball or anything of the nature, but, like, you know, it's been a bit.
He's also done, I mean, he's done serious stuff recently, too. So
he was hilarious in, what was it, Sam, what was that movie?
Foxcatcher.
Hilarious. Actually, and I'm not even really joking that much, although I'm really just talking about a scene where they're in a helicopter doing cocaine.
He also did the Despicable Me movies, obviously, but Vice. He was Donald Rumsfeld in Vice. He did The Morning Show. He did The Big Short. So all those are, like, serious roles.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Foxcatcher. But then... Like he was, you're right. It was The Office, Anchorman 2. Like that was about it. So it's been a little while. But the thing is, it should have been funnier.
It really should have.
It should have been. Instead, I think they wanted to do more of a, this is how much of a joke our current administration is. Because every episode has something like the generals are stupid and they just are womanizers and they are idiots and then they have useless spending, but that, you know, everybody can agree with that. But it's just really, you know, not, we get it. We live it every day. We get it. And it's just, it's a constant reminder. Oh, the president tweeted this, you know, we have to protect the internet because all the, whoever, you know, all the whoever taking over.
Honestly, then, like, it feels like it's a serious farce. Which is, in a way, it is. Weird. It's like a serious comedy. So it's like, how do you do a serious comedy? And like, you watch this, it's like, even the subtle humor. So like, you know, I watched the first episode. There's a part where he walks, Steve Carell walks into the bathroom to do whatever. And then he turns around and comes back. But he does like the point face, like the spin. The about face, which is like, I was like, that was like, it kind of drives home. He's a military guy. But like, at the same time, like, I know it was done for laughs, but I wasn't laughing.
No, you're right. And it doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any better. Yeah. So let me compare it to this. So the what's that Fox show with Stewie Griffin's voice guy, Seth MacFarlane?
The
Star Trek one.
Yeah, what's the name of that called?
The Orville.
The Orville. So the Orville started off as a, and we've talked about this when we were reviewing it. The Orville started off as a comedy who didn't quite really know, with like Star Trek Explorer type things, who didn't really know where they wanted to go directionally. They were kind of lost. They were flirting between comedy and flirting between drama. Mm-hmm. And they eventually ended up in the drama sci-fi with a little bit of comedy. And that's perfect. It worked for them. That's what it is.
Yeah.
This, it seems like they have no idea where they're going, but they have this constant weight on them that everybody up top wants it to be a drama and a farce about you know, this is what the president and his administration look like, when in reality, it should be the comedy starting to build, and then just, it should just be a comedy. That's it. Yeah,
no, it really, and based on the cast, that's what you kind of feel
like. There's
like
these overtones. They have like the congressional hearing, which you haven't seen yet, but they have a congressional hearing that happens, and it's just, they have somebody play AOC, they have somebody play Pelosi, they have somebody play Chuck Schumer. It's getting to the point where they have the First Lady of the United States coming up with designs for the outfit. You know, it's,
I like the thing where it's like people who get the opinion of like, ah, yes, I want more politics. Thank you.
Yeah. Right.
There is an oversaturation of politics.
This is what I need right now. You know what? There's a real fucking lack of out there. And this is not from anybody. And okay, we're going to have to just get political here. Not really, but you know, not
getting
you know.
Political without being political. Got it.
Right. You know, regardless of your opinion of the president, of which mine is not very high at all, the Trump comedy's been so fucking awful.
Yeah.
It's so, like, it's not even once been, like, remotely funny. Like, I've seen, like, one thing that's, like, made me actually laugh.
I would say early on.
The debates when Alec Baldwin was
Was playing Trump early on. Like, those were had moments where they were funny. The problem is, it's like, without getting political, the things he says and does, you're like, this is a joke.
No. Here's what it is. When you watch the comedy, typically you laugh at it, and then there's like that gap of, oh yeah, that's right, he's president.
Right.
That gap has shortened to immediate recognition, where you see it happen, it's just like,
yeah,
that's funny. Yeah, shit, he's,
it's,
you know,
it's a bit too real.
It's like it doesn't matter how far you go. Like,
it's like,
yeah,
there's no gap with it. I think Trump comedy needs to go away. Maybe come back in a few years, maybe after his administration, because certain things will.
Retrospectively, I could see these could be funny, but like now, it's just like, oh, this is just depressing me.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's too quick. The writers are too quick to jump on it. They got to let it sit and kind of not fester, but you know, let build the material and then write a book about
also
it.
Also, just get like the perspective on it, because it's like right now we don't. It's all happening now. We don't really have a perspective on what the hell's going on.
Yeah, right.
So how can you tell jokes about it?
Right now, there's too much going on with major issues.
What I'm trying
issues.
To say is we need more Nixon comedy.
No, we skip that and move right to the serious. Remember Watchmen and how Nixon was like the savior? So let's you know, we're coming full circle with the whole Nixon thing.
Coming back to Nixon.
Right. They just need to take a break on this. But wouldn't this show have been so much better if they didn't get real life political with it, if it was a like,
yeah,
fictional,
like it was
what
just
if?
Right, and it was just guys trying to start a space force,
right?
And instead, you have the same like hokey like, oh look, there's a Russian guy in here jokes that like you've gotten like literally everywhere else.
Yeah.
Like it's not even like, it's just we've seen this shit 1,000 times already. Like this show adds absolutely nothing.
No. And their improvement, I don't know how far you got, John, but they did improve in the sense that at episode 3, I think, and 4, they've come up with these one episode issues to deal with, which I think most comedies kind of reside in, the one episode, one issue
thing.
Yeah,
it's like actually episodic television. It's
not, yeah, where you can pick it up in the middle and, you know, you don't have to watch the first 6 or 7 of the series. You have to, you know, just pick it up, whatever. They are falling into that, and that's not a bad thing at all. For me, I think that with comedies, that's kind of the way it should be. It shouldn't build upon itself for 10 episodes, and then eventually, you know,
big reveal.
Have the huge comedic release at the end.
For a comedy, that's
what movies are for. That's what movies are for, except you're doing it for 10 hours.
Or a drama TV show. Yeah, build up the drama to get to, like, a conclusion. But comedy...
Yeah, you need to do that with that.
Right, but, like, with a comedy, like, why do a one overall story arc? There's no reason for it.
I can't see this show lasting more than one season, not because whether or not it's good, but because the amount of money that they probably put into this through casting, writing, and maybe some lawsuits that might arise. I can't imagine they have the money to spend for any further seasons. I really can't imagine. Steve Carell is probably not cheap. There's no way he's cheap right now.
No, but I think like he's, you know, probably a producer. Although the producer thing, I don't know if how that really matters in like the Netflix model. When I think
they probably just give budget money and say this is how much you have to spend. That's it. We're not giving producers extra. So
I don't think you're wrong then. You know, I think he's definitely not cheap.
No, but then again, as I think it was, I forget who it was, but Sean might have mentioned that it was kind of his pet project almost. Where he buddied up with this one guy.
Yeah, it was Steve Carell and Greg Daniels. They basically buddied up together.
I don't know if it's like a lifelong ambition sort of thing, but it's like, you know, yeah, it's an idea that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing that's really keeping me coming back to this is the fact that it's Fred Willard's last like role. And like,
yeah,
he's such a funny guy that like, and he's in the first episode and like
he's in the second one too.
I watched him and it seemed like it was going somewhere funny, but it didn't. And I was like,
you're right. You're
such a
right.
waste of a funny guy.
It didn't. But Fred Willard looked when he was doing that. He did not look good.
No. Well, I mean, he was months away, so I'm pretty sure when they wrapped. So
yeah, but he didn't look good just health-wise overall.
That role totally could have been funny because like he kept asking him how his wife was, and like over and over, and then even asked the nurse like how his son's wife is. Like that could have been played off like he was like he's actually there.
Could have been a lot more.
Yeah, like
Let me just tell you this. There's one episode where it involves a monkey and a dog in space.
Okay.
And they're trying to fix a satellite. That has the makings of a funny
episode. It really does. Like, I'm starting to chuckle right now thinking of it.
I don't want to say it's not funny, but it wasn't as funny as you could imagine. Because there could have been so many more things in there that just they missed. They didn't even swing at it. They just let it go by. I don't know. Ten episodes. It's 30 minutes apiece. It's easily bingeable. It's very bingeable.
It is, but I don't want to because it's not entertaining me.
It's honestly, I put it on and let it go, and I just listen.
Yeah, background noise. I don't even think I'm going to give it that much justice.
Graphically, it's not like stellar or anything. It's just there. But, I don't know. It's only 10 episodes. It's 5 hours. I'm already halfway through, so I'll just finish it.
You've got the ultimate Netflix sunk cost thing going on right now. It's like, well, fuck it.
Yeah. I mean, what else? What else is on Netflix to do?
Well,
they released all the episodes for the DC,
CW
shows. Yeah. Except for the last episode, because they didn't release the last episode, so they released all like 22 episodes, except for the 23rd. Yeah, or at least I think that's the case, because I don't think the finales have aired yet.
Jeez, oh man.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Well, could we pivot to talk about something that we're all very, at least three of us are very excited to talk about?
Sorry, I ran out of time.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I watched two other movies.
Totally okay.
Well, let's pivot into what I'm now referring to as Master Beef Theater.
Jeez.
Of course, moving on to the Fast and Furious series. Now with beefier men.
Twice the beef as before.
Yes, yes. This one is Fast and Furious 6, because let's change it up again.
Yeah, why not?
Let's not pick a consistent numbering system. Let's just go all over the place. It's the only thing that has annoyed me so far about this series.
Okay, so I don't think we give synopsis of this movie because we pretty much know what it is. But,
is there a point to giving a synopsis of it?
No.
I mean, so like Sean, I said, I didn't see it, so it's not a heist movie, so what is it?
So, It is this international terrorist guy slash former British Special Forces guy.
Who is played by
Luke Evans.
Luke Evans, that's it.
Yeah. And he is going around stealing sensitive military stuff to build this like blackout bomb thing that'll shut down electronics. And The Rock decides he's going to go hire Dom's crew because, you know,
he starts. Dom's crew is the only one that can take them down.
Because fast cars and stuff. But his way to get them to do it is he shows him that Letty is still alive.
Ooh, bombshell.
Well, I mean, we saw that at the end of Fast 5, so.
Yeah, but they didn't know that.
Well, yeah, now they know. It's not really a bombshell, though, because the audience already knew.
That's a bombshell, though.
But the audience already knew.
It just carries over, Sean. This whole franchise is a bombshell.
Everything is a bomb.
One after the next.
Everything. Literally, we get bombs in the next movie.
Then torpedoes.
Yeah.
So the key, though, Sam, is do you remember the name of the bad guy?
Shaw.
Now, where have
Shaw.
We heard...
Owen
Billy
Shaw.
Owen Shaw. Owen Shaw. Now, where have we heard the name Shaw before?
Like Robert Shaw, like from Jaws?
Bernard Shaw?
The Shaw Shift.
In this franchise?
Yes. Well, we haven't seen it yet, but I mean, come on. We all know. It's a freaking movie after it.
Well, we're going to get
Australia's
son.
Yeah, Australia's favorite son.
We're not doing that. You're jumping ahead. Talk about jumping ahead, Sean.
Come on.
Jump yelling
bro,
at me for jumping ahead.
We're starting at the Canary Islands in beautiful paradise. Just The Rock. I mean, not The Rock.
Like, this series has a very liberal interpretation of what extradition laws are, because I am like 100% sure right. Spain has an extradition treaty with
yeah,
us.
Yeah,
I'm sure
didn't realize
Japan
Spain was Venezuela. Like, just not listening to the U.S. at all. I guess
I'm pretty sure Japan has extradition as well.
Yeah,
right.
But that said, let's not get hung up on, silly little...
But, at the same time, I don't really care. If I'm going to start nitpicking, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind. Like, why does every single problem in this series get solved with fast cars?
So, Sam, there were a bunch of race chase scenes in this movie. Let's start it off this way. What is your favorite chase scene in this movie?
I mean, it's got to be the tank.
Okay. All right. Well, I didn't know if you were either tanking it or in the plane, Because the plane...
Plane's good, but, so...
On a Sam scale, how do we rate these onto the Sam Fast radar? Is this, a 10 being, blew Sam away with all this stuff, because I'm pretty sure there's going to be one scene that is a 10 next movie, but this time,
Does it involve a torpedo?
I'm going to put these around 8.
Around 8. Where does the safe being dragged across Rio fall?
Probably a 6 or 7.
Or 7, okay.
Because, right. we're now getting into positive territory with me.
All right, we're getting into the obscene. We're getting into the obscene. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I feel with this movie... It just has me all the time going, yes, yes, of course there's a tank in there and they're just going to drive through the truck.
Yeah, of course he jumps from one side of the freeway over a gap in a ravine to the other side of the freeway going probably 45 miles an hour and landing perfectly fine, by the way, on a windshield.
Yeah. Not breaking his back. No.
Whilst carrying his murderous ex-girlfriend in his arms along the way.
Or the first chase scene where The Rock is above the bad guy and he just opens up the door and I'm like, yes, he's going to jump on the car. Jumps out of the car and lands on the...
Yeah, The Rock does a lot of aerial stunts in this one.
Yeah, we got a lot of flying rock.
We do, but remember the trailer? Remember the trailer for Fast 9? I'm not saying we're jumping ahead here, but remember how many things we pointed out that were actually in the air or airborne in that trailer? We'll need to discuss this the next
Nothing ever done it.
It's just the aeronautics in that movie have got to be spectacular. Anyway, getting back to Fast and Furious.
I mean, I think, like, low-key, like, I mean, not even low-key, just, like, the action scenes are, like, so good in this. Like, they're actually, like, very well, like, executed and shit. Like, they might be ridiculous in concept, but, like, they look great. It's, like, all, I mean, like, there's some CGI, obviously, but, like, there's, like, a lot of practical stuff.
Mm.
Like, it's, like, really, I mean, it's, like, really well done, you know?
But, like, this movie's like an idiot savant movie, where it's like, it does action scenes amazing. Nothing really else, but it just does action scenes amazing. And, like, with these subsequent movies, they're just leaning into that action more and more and more.
It's just, you don't need a, because the cast plays well, off each other. You don't really need, like, a solid story anymore. You just need to kind of get you from A to B, and then this is what happens in between. We'll fill 45 minutes with action and 12 minutes with actual talking.
What I want to know is, why did we get a side film of just Roman and Luda? Because, like, their interactions are my favorite of all the interactions.
Okay. When I was, I don't think I saw this movie in theaters. And at the end of this movie, when what's his face? The Rock is going up to give Toretto like the free papers or whatever they are.
And oh, at the very end.
At the very end. Oh, and he's so like, awesome. Hide your baby oil. And then The Rock said something like,
Hide your big ass forehead.
Hide your big ass forehead. And Luda lost that it. Out of soda.
That was
I
natural.
Was drinking, I was drinking at the same time.
That was off script too.
Apparently that was genuine reaction.
Yes, that was off script and yeah. It was an actual reaction to that.
It looked so real and so genuine.
Because it was real. It was 100% real.
And like, this movie does everything at 10. Because like, spoiler, Gal Gadot dies.
Oh no.
Like Amy. Possibly.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody really dies.
But
it's like a superhero movie.
Yeah, because it is. but, like, the way she dies, where she's just, like Han's holding on to her. It's like, I got you. And then the guy's like, I'm going to kill Han. So she lets go so she can grab her gun and shoot the guy while she's falling. Because, yes, that's how this movie goes.
Right.
Like, I'm not even sad at that moment. I'm just like, yes. Yes. That's how she should die. That's how we should all die. While I'm like, shooting a gun.
I'm okay on that one.
And staying on Han and Gal, we once again get another. Well, I guess we're going to Tokyo now.
but this time it's real.
Yeah, this time it's real, which kind of upset me, because I just wanted that to be a running theme in these movies. Where, like, every time.
Well, we I think they were just setting it up, because Han's not in any of the movies from now on. So he's there. Well, you know, current released movies. So I think this was the transition. I think this is the one.
Yeah, I mean, you think? Like,
well, that's why they kept putting it in the movie, like settling
right,
down.
But I mean,
and
you
all
had the you had the post credits scene.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Where we get Statham introduced, and I was just like, yes.
No, I'm not gonna. Like some of these has all of all of these movies. From the second one on, I think we've actually had a post-credit scene that has kind of progressed the storyline in such a way, like this is connected. Oh, and then this is the introduction of Jason Statham and yada 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 and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, These are not better than the Marvel ones, but let's just say they're up there in regards to post-credit scenes that actually progress a franchise further. Or yeah. I don't think they fall flat on anything either. So,
like, nothing ever falls flat in this movie.
And to be fair, too, like, I knew I had just known that, you know, our guy shows up in the post-credit scene. But, like, damn, dude, seeing that in theaters, not knowing that's going to happen, like, that must have ruled.
Mm. Yeah. As a fan of the franchise, yeah, it did. Because it just blew your mind away. Like, oh, man, all of this was just interconnected.
Mm-hmm. All a setup for Statham.
Well, it's gonna be like this. It's gonna be, you know, that Thor Lost World movie, Dark World movie that everybody forgot about. Oh, that's gonna be the biggest part of the last movie in the entire saga. Mm. So it's gonna be Too Fast, Too Furious. It's gonna come back to the whole thing, and it's gonna come full circle. Be like, you thought this was a bad movie, but it's really the most important one.
I defended Tokyo Drift. I said of the original three, that was the best one because it was just the dumbest of all of them.
Are we doing best movies now?
No, we're not even done with the series. We've got three more movies to go before.
Do you feel the chase scenes and all of the action scenes have progressed?
Oh yeah,
in such a manner that you find satisfying.
Oh yeah. And like, I'm starting to think, watching this movie. After watching this movie, I might fail an Olympic drug test just from the testosterone in these movies. Because, there's just, like, that fight scene on the plane where, like, we get that other gigantic human being, the bad one. And just, like, how he's beaten is Vin Diesel headbutting him into the other bad guy. Like Superman headbutting. He jumps off his feet and hits him in the head with his other head.
I'm going to say, too, I really enjoyed, like, how, like, self-aware the movie is. Like, how, you know, there's that moment where, was it Tyrese is, like, going through the cast of characters on Shaw's team. And he's like, they're all, like, other versions of us. When, like, yeah, you see it originally, and you're like, yeah, this is, like, everybody's, like, matching up here. There's, like, an Asian guy. There's, like, I don't know. I love, like, I don't know, the simplicity of the whole thing. It's awesome. It's so good. It's a movie that, I mean, like you also have in that scene, like, or maybe it's, like, the scene before, like, The Rock just, like, shoots that vending machine because, like... You know, I wonder if that was honestly in the script or somebody was like, no, you should just shoot it, man. And then they're just like, fuck, yeah, you should.
I saw someone,
I had the extended edition, so maybe that's it.
Question.
No, I saw that.
Okay, oh, okay. So the extended edition... And the theatrical edition, the only difference is a minute. What's up with that? Yeah, it's like, it's less than 5 minutes on everything from here on out. So I'm like, what's the point of the extended edition if it's only adding like a couple minutes?
Because it's unrated? Because like maybe there's different stuff if it's unrated or whatever?
Yeah. This is what's one of those scenarios where people... hear about the director's cut of Aliens, you know, compared to Alien, and it's just 45 minutes of extra material that helps.
That's fine.
Is the one where it falls into, like, let's just get more money and save the director's cut, where it's only a minute longer than...
Yeah, it's the extended cut, an extra minute.
All right, you gotta look at those run times.
Yeah, when I was looking at this movie, I was like, what's the difference? I was like going back and forth. I was like, there's only one's at 2 hours, 10 minutes. The other one's 2 hours, 11 minutes. Like, what the hell? So
we get more shots of women's butts.
Only a minute though.
I mean, don't act like that's, you know, unimportant.
That's all I need. No, it's very important to the series because there has been that shot in every single one of these movies, and they're always at a street racing shot.
Yeah, I mean, that's like half of the movie.
Yeah, you're never going to get away from that, Sam. It's always going to be there.
Oh, no. I'm not complaining.
I was very appreciative that, like, that just randomly, like, always shows up, too. That it's like, oh, yeah,
it's a nice callback.
It's like going home, you know? it's just, we're here again. We're at a street race. Ah, man. Chris, just, once again, sorry. I got a well. Oh, thank you for welcoming me.
I'm glad you're anointed. Glad you're nice. Now all you need to do is take the focus on a high-speed race around the town, and you'll be fine.
Screaming, ride or die!
Quarter mile at a time, Sam. Quarter mile at a time. Get drunk on train tracks.
It's like he said, ride or die in this, and like I honestly sat there, like, have they said that before this series? I don't remember. That has been mentioned before.
I think they mentioned it in the first one.
Ride or die.
I think they mentioned it in the first one in the Dominic Toretto's garage.
I think. All right, because they said that like I should remember it. I'm like,
no, you're right. They did say it. I'm like, yeah, they didn't say that in the last movie.
Yeah, I don't remember. Like I remember all the family stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
Anyway. And this one goes full circle. We end up back in LA, back at the house.
Yep.
Back with the family.
Yeah, clearly, you know, they got a perfect life. No need to do this again, right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's how this always ends.
So Letty.
They get pulled back in.
So Letty lost her memory.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Though because... it's not super clear.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, how? But yeah, if it's not like super, because like at the end, he's like, Dom's like, hey, any of this seem familiar? And she's like, no, but it feels like home. And then immediately sits on his lap. I was like, okay, so if she lost her memory, but she's perfectly fine with Dom.
No, it's like she had temporary amnesia or something like that.
That doesn't help.
If you have temporary amnesia,
Listen, Sean. They robbed a truck, and as they were robbing the truck, out of that truck came a tank. Why are you being stuck up on a small amnesia subplot?
I don't know.
Like, I think you're missing the forest for the trees here, Sean. A tank came out of a truck.
Right. And it's a giant tank. Like, it is... Like, that's not a real tank, right?
I don't know.
Maybe that tank also was on steroids.
Could be. But I don't think there's tanks that are, like, that big that can go, like, 80 miles an hour down the highway. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not an engineer.
No, I forget how fast tanks can really go. Can they go 55?
I'm also pretty sure a hatchback attached to its turret, the weight of that can flip it over. I'm not really sure if that is possible.
45 miles an hour for an M1 Abrams.
So maybe this is a faster tank.
Yeah. Could be.
It's got NOS in it, so it's fine.
Yeah.
the NOS spear gun? Because of course it runs on NOS. Right.
Also love, like, what was the whole thing with the spear gun anyway? Like, what? Why did they have it?
So the bad guys had it because they, remember, they, like, shot into those cliffs to stop the truck.
Right. That's when the original, when they break into Europol or whatever.
No, that was when they...
Wait, they didn't jump out of an airplane this time, right?
Yeah. No. Rock does.
That's the next movie, I think.
All right, the next one, okay.
Well, the Rock literally jumps out of an airplane in this one. Because like they're in the plane, and Rock jumps out and lands on the truck.
Oh no, no, I'm like, talking about a different. This is a different movie. Sorry, they're all blurring together at this point.
I know. I have a feeling the next whatever 3-4 are just going to be feel like exactly the same.
Yes, in a lot of ways. Not
super, you know, bummed out about that either.
can we harp up on this too? Or I'm going to harp up on this because I hate it. I hate the way The Rock holds a beer. I really do.
I miss that. How does he hold
it? He holds it by the top of the neck.
So, like, I have a beer in my hand. So
wrap your whole hand.
Like
yeah,
that.
He holds so, it like yeah, that. So you drink through your fingers, basically. Yeah, so, yeah no, yeah, that's weird.
I can't stand it. Every time you see it, every single fashion
movie,
he drinks the beer like that.
Yeah.
It's a very aggressive way to drink a beer, too.
It is, and it's freaking Corona. I mean, come on.
I love how it's still Corona, because we need that callback.
Right?
Well, I think they're, Corona's, you know, they're getting a nice little payoff, too, I'm sure.
But, like, God, this series, man.
So good, right?
Yeah.
It like, really is, like,
I the don't even, like, action movies. It's not even, like, an ironic love at this point. It's, like, just so, like, I'm just in.
Yeah, it's like, it's trying to be something most movies don't. And it's like, I can respect that. You're not trying to be, like, a movie.
A movie.
You're just, well, you're just trying to be, like, Michael Bay. And damn it, you're pulling it off.
Coming close.
Like, I have loved these movies far more than I've loved anything Michael Bay has ever made.
Even Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, God.
Listen, I've always wanted to be a detective.
I really want Stephen Amell to be a comic book hero. It's aside from Arrow, but
like you want him to be another hero?
MCU. Yeah, in the MCU. Bring him into the... Yeah.
Yeah. The problem is I feel like he lost it with TMNT 2 Out of the Shadows.
Nobody saw that movie, so it's fine.
That's why. Like it was just
nobody saw that movie.
Yeah, but he wasn't
the remember story. When they came out of the shadows though?
And then they raced around downtown in their turtle truck or whatever it was.
Oh, that movie was
or their
bad.
Dumpster truck. No, it was a garbage truck, right?
It was a garbage truck.
Is that a
live
action movie?
Out of the Shadows? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You were there, John.
I know, but I don't know if it was animated or not.
Only
well,
TMNT.
The turtles are CGI anyway. Yeah. And then we did see TMNT together. And these are all movies I'm dragged to anyway. So
dude, I'm wondering if the next Kong classic should be Teenage Mutant.
No.
The
original? Right. The original?
The original, yeah.
The one that Jim Henson helped create,
the
John?
1989, I think it is.
1990.
I can't, but we just did... We can't do that right after doing Total Recall. We need like some kind.
Oh, good point. Right.
We'll discuss this post pod.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a forever thing. Just you know, not after Total Recall.
I suggest Starship Troopers, but I got shot down immediately.
Yeah, 3-1. Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry. If we voted Total Recall, it'd be probably 3-1 again. All right, never mind.
Anyways, any final thoughts on Fast and Furious 6.
Listen, guys, I'm thinking about shaving my head and gaining 300 pounds.
3,000 pounds.
Or 3,000.
You could be a car.
Yeah.
Give me one of the muscle cars.
Of course, The Rock's car is like a giant military truck. Because, like, that's the car he's got to drive.
That's how the Diplomatic Protection Service rolls. I just love that they're sticking with that so much.
Because, <Yeah. laughs> like, yeah, that's what they do.
Oh, man.
Is he... He's not Interpol, right?
No.
The Rock, no. Diplomatic protection. He works for the State Department.
But no, it's DSS, right?
It's DAE. It's not DEA.
No, it's not
Security Services.
Yeah, it's DSS. I believe it's DSS. So I think it's Diplomatic Security Service.
Oh, Rock. Oh, just wait until there's going to be a lot more one-on-one fights coming up. That's all I can say.
Oh, boy. Can't wait.
I can't wait for you. Sean, you have to watch the next one.
I will.
But watch both of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I feel like I need to go back and watch the tank.
skip the rest of the tank scene.
Just watch the tank.
Just watch the tank scene and the airplane scene.
I'm not going to lie. I got really excited when they were fighting on the airplane, and then all of a sudden there's like The Rock and Vin Diesel standing next to each other against like the big Russian.
Yeah.
And then
who flies into the other guy?
Vin Diesel.
Oh, right. No. Yeah.
That ruled. And then they just like look, they like just look at each other for like a second of
yeah.
Like,
they're oh, all God, four of them are awesome. Standing up facing each other. I got so many like goosebumps when I watched that scene. I'm not gonna lie, guys. I'm 100% on it. I love everything
it's
about
like when Captain movies. America gets Thor's hammer. Same exact thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there was liquid somewhere at that point. But
I still have an erection.
I can't. I don't, there was cheering in our movie theater when that happened, right?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I heard people cheering.
With Captain America?
Yeah, with Captain America.
Oh, yeah.
I thought
did anyone see this with you?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see this one in theaters, I don't think. I saw every other one in theaters, but not this one.
What was I going to say? So, I mean, we have to go see, like, the next one at midnight, right?
Midnight showing for 9?
Like,
after this? Yeah, probably.
I'm not against that.
I was also reminded, since we saw the last one, too, of somebody did, like, a fake spec script, like, a couple of years back called Fast 9, which is, like, N-E-I-N. They go back in time and, like, race Hitler or something like that. I gotta pull it up and send it to you guys, but I remember it being good.
Now I want to see that movie.
Well, we don't. When's it? They push it back, but it's indefinite. Or no, they went a full year, right?
So it's April. It's like April 1st or something.
Yeah, jeez, just under a year.
There's gonna be a gap, and you know what that means. When there's a big enough gap, you know what that means. You have to rewatch all the movies again.
Oh, I am. Once we're done with this, I'm going back and rewatching these movies.
Yeah, especially before the 9th one.
Yeah. I'm fully ingratiating myself with this series.
When has Hobbs and Shaw hit HBO?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's out there now.
I'm guessing we're not going to be stopping this train at after Fast 8 or whatever.
No, we're watching all. We're going to do them all.
Do you know there's a Netflix show?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a like an anime show? One, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least the dog's not a cop, though, so I guess we're okay.
Oh, the Paw Patrol thing?
Yeah, we really don't have to go.
Let's not get into that.
I saw it on the thing. I'll read it later, but I saw it on the...
Let's not get into that.
Yeah, I'll read it.
We already went pretty hardcore into politics today, thanks to Space Force.
Further than we've gone.
Yeah, ever. So hopefully that'll never happen again. Any final thoughts?
My final thought is yes.
Baby oil.
my only final thought is just family.
Just family. All right. Well, with that being the case, you can find all of our podcasts on Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Podcasts. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/KnightsOfNerditude. Send us a message. Send us a review. If there's any movies you want us to review, let us know. And until next time.
Open your mind.
Oh, wow. More like open the clutch, man. You imagine though, Vin Diesel though, like just coming out of a guy's stomach.